Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, fellow Earth explorers of the unknown, to a new year and a new episode of Hidden Mysteries, where we bring you each month out of our endless vault evocative topics on the mysterious and unexplained. And I'm Mimi, and with me this evening is my co-host, Reverend Maria DeAndrea. This is March 7th, 2018, coming to you from the New York area and a blizzard. So how are you doing, Maria?
Wonderful. It's beautiful outside. It's snowing. It's all white. I'm freezing.
Yeah.
We find the positive.
It's a white snowy wonderland out there right now. Reverend Maria is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, a European shaman, and a published author. Maria is also a spiritual life coach, metaphysical practitioner, and a public speaker. Do give Maria a call at 631-559-1248 after the show to schedule your personal session with her. Maria has traveled to many cities to speak on spiritual, psychic, and paranormal topics. So you could also go to Maria's website at mariadeandrea.com or use the links below our show's description here on Blog Talk. I'm a writer, a videographer, and an avid researcher on the paranormal and the spiritual, and I've produced many segments on these topics for many years now. Check out mquestmedia.com for other programs like these, and drop me an email and suggestions for upcoming shows. If anyone would like to call in and ask a question in regards to our topic for this evening, please call us at 929-477-1080, but only with questions on today's topic. If you wish to speak with Reverend Maria on any other issue, please call her after the show at 631-559-1248, and I will repeat that number again after the show. So in case you've just tuned in, this is Hidden Mysteries. As spirits having a human experience, we come to relate with concepts connected to our physical world. As soon as we're here, we're hit with an avalanche of do's and don'ts from society that keeps us encapsulated in a world that prevents us from moving beyond that wall of limitation. Our spirit is used to soaring and feeling the beauty of freedom, and when we come into physical form, we find it very hard to take the limiting concepts that don't allow us to explore that joy. We're taught early on to accept what comes along, to not rock the boat. If you don't accept, society then characterizes you as a rebel, an artist, or mentally unhinged, all to keep you from getting in touch with those higher levels of consciousness. Well, what if we purposely take a look beyond that fiction we've been taught since childhood? As James Twyman wrote in his book, The Moses Code, what if the world we live in is nothing more than a projection of our thoughts about ourselves? So I was watching a documentary recently on the Moses Code and how Moses' first contact with God gave him a very important clue to our divine connection. The words, I am that I am, is at the base of it. So Maria, what is the significance of the I am statement?
Well, first of all, I find that it's very wonderful and interesting that, you know, as a shaman, and with the research that you've done, we know that that concept has been along and passed along, actually, since the beginning of man. But every now and then, we have somebody that brings up the concept again, which is wonderful because every now and then, society needs to be reminded.
Yes,
but the
absolutely.
The I am statement represents the divine spark that's really in all of us. So it's the potential of intelligence as a seed in our species, giving us the motivation to become perfect human beings. Now, obviously, we haven't gotten there, but, you know, we're putting out the effort. So we really consider it a sacred connection with our source. So the I am presence really resonates within each and every one of us, raising the levels of consciousness, allowing us to connect really to our higher self.
So in other words, it's letting us know of our divine connection and that we are all co-creators. With that, how would you explain this true connection we have to the God force?
Well, I tend to look at it as, and by the way, it's a shamanic outlook, so it's not just me, but when we say I am God, we don't really mean we are the God because there really is only one source. And by the way, even though I'm saying God, it doesn't matter what label you use as your source, it's still our source. So I always suggest to people to use their own terminology. So if you think about it as a ball of light as an example, like the sun, and the rays that spring forth from that sun, each of those rays represents a different soul. So that's why we are all part of God. So since we are part of God, we are all co-creators. We are just manifesting at different levels of energy. I find that from a scientific standpoint, on the holographic and atomic level, we all are particles of the same energy. You know, people forget sometimes that when we're working with the paranormal and in those areas, you know, we really are the oldest science, as you and I've discussed in the past, you know, because chemistry came out of alchemy and so forth. So we really are based through science. And everything in the physical world is really energy. So everything is made up of molecules, atoms, electrons, and as you get to smaller and smaller particles, you then see that everything is made of light. So when we're creating, our thoughts create light, and by the way, that's quantum physics, you know, which I find interesting considering we've always known this. So I love when scientists back us up. And that's created from the subatomic particle, and then it grows from there. You know, and really, I find that it's scientifically proven that by focusing on something, we are creating it in our lives. I love when science backs us up. So if you think for a moment, you know, people should really think about what are you focused on? So something good happening, like getting a raise, going on vacation, or are you focused more on fear of something going wrong? So if you change your thoughts, you're basically changing your life. You just have to stay focused.
Right. You know, and on the tail of that, Dolores Cannon, who specialized in past life therapy, once stated, and I'm putting this into a nutshell because she said a lot and it took several minutes before she said it, but this is the nutshell of what she said. She said that the God force expanded out of the need to experience, and through that expansion, we as souls came forth and are an integral part of the God force in experiencing creation. I thought that was so succinct when I heard that I had to add it in here because I thought it was, I thought it was absolutely beautiful what she said. And as Dr. Wayne Dyer stated in his book, Wishes Fulfilled, and he's a favorite of mine, and I've just been rereading Wishes Fulfilled because of the topic we're doing tonight, because he talks a lot about it. He says that manifestation is real and occurs when you make a specific decision to change your mind about who you are and what is possible for you to achieve within these parentheses in eternity called your life. So I want to take a look at this statement and just bring, you know, take it apart a little. So you have I am that I am. The word I is the creative factor of the universe, and with am, now you get the movement of this creative force. Every time you say I am, you're creating movement towards that, as in I am that. So if you say I am broke, that is what you will create. I am lonely, you will also be that way. You move your reality to that which you believe, sort of like pointing a sundial. So I thought that was a good you know, image to allow people to understand. You know, you're directing everything towards that how you're thinking and how you're focusing your energy. So use the creative
force. Like a laser beam.
Yes, absolutely. Use the creative force and energy and movement of am to say, I am whole, I am complete, I am wealthy, and always in a present tense. Because if you say, I will be, then you will always be waiting for it to happen because it places it in the future. This will begin energy moving in our lives and brings that creative energy and oneness plus action of God to create. There's a way to use this on a daily basis, of course. What you focus on while you say these words is very important. So imagine what you want to happen in your life, something that matters especially because you put a lot of energy into that when it does.
Mm-hmm.
While you focus on that image, repeat, I am that I am, and allow yourself to expand in that new possibility. When we repeat those statements, we are encoding it in our consciousness. I am I am the abundance I want to realize. You can envision yourself being handed money or money showering down upon you. Abundance can mean different things to each person, so you would have to personally explore that. And as Wayne Dyer states in Wishes Fulfilled again, he said, it will faithfully take on your belief and provide you with an array of experiences and synchronistic events that give form to what you believe and have placed into the programming of your subconscious mind. And just like as an added thing, just make sure also to use the energy of feeling. What does it feel like to suddenly come upon all this prosperity, all this abundance, you're debt-free, you're financially free, and I'm using this as an example because everybody always, of course, wants abundance in their lives. But also add in the feeling of what that feels like, and this is where we have to start getting in touch with our emotions because we tend to be rather detached from it. So practice this. You know, what does that feel like? Because the subconscious mind, it will use your feelings as the energetic power in order to fuel this to come to pass. So the subconscious mind interprets things through your feelings. So you and also it's non-judgmental. So however, whatever you're thinking, visualizing, and using feeling towards, it's going to bring that. It's not going to judge anything that you say or do or what have you. It's not going to say, no, you shouldn't have that. If you believe that you want it and you say, I am prosperous, it will hear that and sense the emotion that you put towards it. So as creators, would you say we have more than a right to recreate our lives, Maria?
Oh, definitely. I feel that as co-creators, when we're saying, especially, I am that I am, it's really a God-given right because, as again, we are part of that spark from the divine, whatever you label your source, and as that spark, we really have the same abilities, just on a much, much, much lesser level. Okay, But I feel right because we really need to be able to consciously focus our minds so that we can have control over our own lives. So we all have to put our emotions into it, like you said, which most people really don't think about because emotions are really your engine that drives your focus. So if you're focused but you don't care, right, why would the universe? I always look at it as an example with the car that we were talking about. So say you really wanted a car because you would just like a new car and you're in that mood and eventually you want a car. The universe isn't going to rush because it's saying, oh, you don't really need it. You don't have a lot of emotion behind it. It's just something you would like to have. Now, on the other hand, if, as an example, you have a wonderful car, it breaks down, and now you can't get to work, think of the difference emotionally with that energy where you really, really need a car. Okay, so now you're going to be charged up. You're putting out to the universe, I really need a car. I have to get to work. You're excited. You're looking for it, you know. And you actually have to have it. So with that, now you're creating it, and you're creating it much, much quicker. So as we are part of God, we are really meant to create. So people don't realize when they're focused, especially with emotionally, we're meant to create. We aren't meant to help the planet, to help each other. We're really not meant to destroy. So people will use that energy negatively as an example in, say, war or arguing and so forth. And we're really meant to create joy, happiness, abundance. You know, nowhere does it say our source does not want us to be happy, right?
Yeah, so, I know.
So to make our lives and the lives of others better and to elevate to a higher consciousness, we really need to focus and be aware. And also, we can help the planet and its creations on it. There's that saying that whatever you put out comes back threefold. Okay, so when you're helping other people, it actually improves your life. Now, if you're helping somebody because you're waiting for it to come back, it's not going to work because it's not from your heart. You know, like I know with you, a lot of times, you know, you have wonderful pets and you really treat them as people. And you're really giving from the heart to help them to be healthy, to do well. And that's going to come back to you, but you're not doing that because you're looking for something back. You like the little fuzzy people. Right? You know?
Little fur people.
Right? And really, we can focus on learning how to get into an alpha brainwave state. So when you're functioning on alpha theta waves, you're basically in your creative, intuitive, psychic level. So these waves connect to creating from the spiritual I am present. So when we tune into the non-visual energies to form them, and to we can create a better life. Pardon me. So it really does make a difference when we're aware and consciously choosing our goal. And the, and really the universe is very techy. So it's very technical. Whatever you put out there, you know, it's going to go, oh, she's repeating it or he's repeating this so much, must want that. I always think of the example of, you know, people when they say, oh, I always have a headache. And then when they get a headache, they're the only one surprised when they actually got the headache.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because, I mean, and, you know, and the key components is always stating it in the present, because you're like, I think Dr. Wayne Dyer said you're sort of like starting it at the, you're stating it from the end point, as opposed to saying that you will, because you are basically perpetuating a situation where you're never quite obtaining it, you know? So by saying,
right,
I am prosperous, I am, yeah. And you know, I came across a wonderful side of, you know, if people are interested, you are creators with Justin Perry. He does some amazing meditations, and you can find his videos on YouTube. If you just put in Justin Perry, you'll find him. He has a wonderful soothing voice, and he does a lot of affirmations and talks a lot about, you know, attracting prosperity. And he always says, you know, say it in the present, and what I've noticed is that the more you say it, the more empowered you become. Because I've noticed that I guess it's like the vibrational tone in your body changes from doing these affirmations. What would you say?
Well, first of all, I find that you're right. I feel also, just to add to it, that the more you repeat something and your subconscious mind starts believing it, emotionally, you actually start expecting it, and you start feeling like you're really getting there, you know, instead of going, right, oh, what if I don't? So you also need to expect the outcome that you're creating. So you want to start looking forward to the movement in that direction, or signs, if you will. So you want to look at it as, how would your life be different if you achieved your goals? You really can, by the way. So you just want to remember, you are that I am present. When you think about what thoughts do you actually have that prevents you from success? Because everybody has some thoughts that slowing us down, and that could be from experiences from childhood, adult experiences, and so on. So if you look at it and say, okay, what is really slowing me down? And I find if you look at the cause and you focus on your I am presence and know that you can change your life now, you actually can. And just a quick note, in self-hypnosis, because I do hypnotherapy among, you know, 8 million other things, and this actually helps people. You get a little index card that's white, and in black ink, you write exactly what you want on that. Okay, and we normally don't really teach this, except you and I try to get people to be able to do things on their own. But you get the white index card, you use black ink, and you put down in the present tense, as you mentioned, exactly what you want as an outcome. I own a beautiful house. I just got my raise. Something that's very positive and short. And what you're going to do is you're going to hold that index card at eye level. You want to sit somewhere comfortably, preferably something with arms so you're not going to fall over. And you're going to look at that five times. So mentally you're reading that card five times to yourself at eye level. And then you're going to drop your arms, which means you're going to drop the card. Doesn't matter where it lands. You're going to close your eyes. And what it's doing is it's hitting your subconscious quicker. And that way you can repeat that on and off with the card. And what it's doing is it's activating and triggering that coming into your life quicker. Which
really
is in a good way.
Yes. You know, I know from experience that we tend on a daily basis, especially, you know, when we're, you know, dealing with life, we're dealing family, we're dealing with jobs and everything, that, you know, we tend to more so focus on the negative. And unfortunately, by doing that, we also draw the same, you know, negative experiences to us. Though we never seem to realize it, we don't seem to see that connection and how our mind relates to the outcome of experiences. But the more we become aware of what we say on a continual basis, let's say, and how we think, we can change a lot. You know, if we change these statements to a much more desirable outcome, we can create a much more stronger sense of empowerment in our lives. I mean, I know personally, like in my office, I hear so many different types of statements, and I watch people, and I observe exactly what goes on in their lives when they say these things. I know there's like one person, and yeah, I know there's like one person in our office that is like Chicken Little, who sees the sky falling constantly. He's always sighing about the bad things that constantly happen, and one right after the other, it happens. You know, her car will get hit. She comes down with an illness. Something happens to some family member. Every week there's something going on, and she's always upset about something. And you know, and you know, I understand where she's coming from, because I used to be that way a lot. So I know exactly what's going on in her head and what she's actually creating, and I see the connection, you know. And the same with, you know, everybody else that's in the office. So it's interesting that, you know, if you look at other people and watch and listen to what they're saying and watch the connection to what occurs in their lives, you'll see really how the mechanism works, because usually it's harder for us
to create it. You're going to see how it's being created.
Yes, because situation. You know, when we're, yeah, it's like when we do it ourselves, we're not aware. You know, we're not always aware of everything that we say. I mean, it's impossible, because you got so much going on in your life and through your mind constantly that you can't always be aware of everything. But if you can be, you know, watch, see, other people are like lessons to us, and watching them and looking at what they do and how things become activated in their lives helps you to understand how your life works as well, because everybody works on the same level, because we're all spirit. We all come here. We all
right,
work
all
the same way.
And actually, I find, too, that you really, really want to pay attention and take a couple of minutes here and there and really look at your past. Because I had this wonderful client, very nice lady, and every time she got into a relationship with a gentleman, she got into a relationship with somebody that was heavy into drugs and addictive and abusive. And she was trying to, you know, move on from the drugs. And she was telling me one day she was all excited because she wasn't going out with anybody into drugs anymore. He was only, I love how she said it, he was only an alcoholic. So,
oh my goodness.
No, you really have to look back at your pattern. Honestly, it took us about 2 months for her to actually look at her pattern. And when she looked at it, it's the same pattern, whether it's drugs or alcohol. And once she realized that and started manifesting the I am present, okay, she's in a great relationship now. She's been married to a wonderful gentleman for a couple of years. But if she didn't change her thought pattern, she'd still be going out with somebody alcoholic, because she moved up from the drugs. So sometimes when we look back, we realize we have patterns. Now, sometimes we have good patterns. We don't want to change the good ones.
Right, and a lot of the times, the mantras, and I call them mantras in our head, because they come from childhood. They come from the family. I certainly was brought up with a lot of negative thoughts running through my head, you know, about like not having enough, not being able to make money, like, you know, there's nothing you can do. And believe me, that's all that occurred, you know. So I know this from, like, you know, I know like the back of my hand. I know exactly what it was that had occurred, you know, in my childhood that created what I went through. but at the very least, I learned from it. So if people look back on a lot of the things that was, you know, just look at it and explore what were the thoughts and the words that were used around you as a child. And you'll find that you are most likely living through a lot of those thoughts. And, you know, they say that it takes, like 21 days to change a thought pattern.
Right.
So you probably want to get started and just start focusing. Yeah, and focusing and embracing like a daily practice so that you become more focused and you clarify your thoughts and it gains more momentum, more energy as you go along. Do you have any further tips that you'd want to offer, Maria?
I just want to say that when we read a lot of books, I don't mean it negatively because, you know, I'm an author, so I don't mean it negatively. However, a lot of the books are really focused on you have to change the negative. Okay? Mm. What people forget is you also have to look at your positive patterns so you don't accidentally change those and you want to keep creating them and improving on them. So when you're looking at your past as an example, you want to look at what would you like to improve on, to change, to make your life better, but also what have you had in business, relationships, in your personal growth? What do you have in your life that's really, really positive so that you can keep recreating it and maybe recreating it even better than you have in the past?
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. And so I was thinking also that on the next show we might take a look specifically at creating prosperity, you know, in our lives. So I think that might, we can do this. I mean, what we'll do is we'll add on to tonight's subject. So anybody who's interested in learning more about drawing abundance and prosperity. And prosperity, by the way, when you're looking it up in the dictionary, it has to do with not only, money and wealth, but it has to do with good health and love and, you know, bringing in all of the things that help to expand your life into a better life. So whenever I think of Spock, when he says live long and prosper, I'm thinking in terms of the fact that he's like saying, now live a long life, but make the most of it. that's how I've explained that statement that he would always give.
No, I like that because prosperity, abundance really encompasses everything. And,
yes.
You know, we would like to give people some ways that they can do it on their own. That's why as much as we talk about different subjects, you and I usually try to bring up something that people can do for themselves. That way, mm-hmm. You know, everybody is moving up and getting on a higher consciousness level, because the more people we have that are working from positive energy and higher consciousness, the better the world gets. It's that domino effect. So we want everybody to do well.
Absolutely. So any last words coming? We're coming down to the last minutes of the show.
I just want to say to people, don't forget to join us again as we bring more exciting topics to you. So until the next time and always, may God bless you abundantly.
Yes, and thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows. And visit us on facebook.com/MQuestMedia. And there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. And let us know what questions you may have had on today's topic that we may not have covered, or perhaps stories of your own experiences. You can get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. Again, it's 631-559-1248. So have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.